Morning, sir. As you might have seen or read from social media or other platforms, these students have just been released Wednesday evening. There were 37 before, but you know, five were earlier released and later another five released. Then suddenly yesterday evening, that's Wednesday evening, the remaining 27 were released. That is all we know. They were accompanied to the police headquarters in Kaduna. And the Commissioner for Security and Internal Affairs, Malam Samuel Arun, just informed the journalists that they can't say anything now. But here are the students released, and they are going to undergo medical checkups. And the press will be informed later of what really happened. That is all we were told from the government.
The college is located in Kaduna State. What are the authorities there saying about how the release of the students came about?
The authorities have not officially said anything concerning the release of this student yet, only that the commissioner, as I said earlier, informed the journalist that here is a release without saying who participated or who contributed towards the release of the student, and informed the journalist that they are going to undergo medical checkup, and that is all he informed the journalist, nothing more. Even Wednesday night, I called all his numbers, but they were not going through. I had wanted to confirm what really happened and who does or who did what and how, but all the numbers were not going through.
We understand that the Commissioner for Security in Kaduna State appeared on national television late Wednesday night to talk about the release. What did he have to say? For example, do you think security forces could have played a role in the release of the students, or was there a ransom to make the release possible?
Yes, the Commissioner for Security and Internal Affairs in Kaduna State, Malam Samuel Arun, appeared in the national television, and he only appeared to confirm the release of the student. All questions related to whether ransom was paid or whether the government authorities or security operatives play roles in releasing the student were technically avoided by the commissioner. But I have just confirmed from one source that it was a committee with Sheikh Dr. Abubakar Gumi and former President Olusegun Obasanjo and other people that worked it out. They were the ones who played all the roles for the release of this student. But the source who was part of the committee informed me last night, that's Wednesday, that the security, especially the police, participated in all the processes to ensure the release of these students.